Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all, hey, oh, yo, what up, it's Mr. Do-It-All Vice Verse, and you're checking out my sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K, at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!
Shout out to Vicey Vice, and you're now at the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K, on LushRadioOnline.com, baby, and this is how we do.
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, gonna be used in another fight. I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Baby, the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's not some pictures online saying they got you so angry, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you
I'm doing a service for my country and my family. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, sir.
Chris, wait!
Let it be beautiful.
Let It Be Beautiful. You're in the Queen's Lounge with Joe Sexy and beautiful host, MA2K. Call in 347-826-7722. As today's topic is Halloween. We're talking about Halloween. Halloween tomorrow. If you're following me on my Facebook, which is Emma Everything to Know, MA2K, you see the pictures that I posted and, you know, some of my Halloween favorites. I have something posted from 83 and 2003. Oh, Lord, I really went in. But who dresses? Does anyone dress anymore for Halloween? You know, like, what are your favorite costumes? Do you wear the same one, or every year do you make sure you have different ones? Because Lord knows I have friends that spend a lot of money each year just to have, you know, different outfits, and they actually join, you know, different contests and all that. It's pretty exciting. So let me know what you're doing for Halloween. Shout out to all my New York City, Jersey, Philly, and DMV friends who are out there experiencing Sandy, and all those that have to have, like, you know, the only cleanup. I'm glad to report that everyone that I've spoken to so far that I know is safe. They just have a lot of cleaning up to do, you know. But the main thing is you guys are safe, and at the end of the day, that's what counts. So those that are able to celebrate Halloween with no problem, or have to take their children out because, you know, these kids don't be having it, let me know where you're going, what you're doing, what you dressed up your kid as, and, you know, call me up, 347-826-7722. And I'm going to do a recap of the entire month, all the guests that I've had here, everything we've spoken about. And to finish it off, you know, because, you know, October is the month of breast cancer awareness. It's also domestic violence awareness. And it begins Hispanic, National Hispanic Heritage Month, but it goes on till November. So the Spanish Heritage Month definitely stretches out till November. So when, you know, and please don't think once October ends, we don't have any more domestic violence victims, and we don't have any more survivors for breast cancer. This continues. This is all year round. Just in October, we bring a lot of more awareness to the fact. But please don't forget, this happens all the time. So, anyway, going back to music, and I'll be back to talk some more because I know you're listening.
We're from Mr. 305,
Dade County,
to Mr. Worldwide,
all around the world.
Hey, hey. Now, we're international. So international. So international.
You can't catch me, boy. I'm overseas at about 100 G for show. Don't catch me, boy.
Don't catch me, boy.
Cause I rap with the best of show. 305 to the death of me. Cremate my body, let the ocean have what's left of me. But for now, forget about that. Blow the whistle, baby, you the referee.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is AG at Showbiz and AG, and you're listening to the Queen's Lounge with the goddess Emma E2K on LushRadioOnline.com. Get that mugshot.
Yeah, make sure you pick up that mugshot. Shout out to Showbiz and AG. Part of the recapping that I'm doing today is, of course, all the guests that I had, you know, within this past month, and AG definitely showed me some love. He came on the same day that they were dropping a mugshot and, gave me the exclusive interview. That same day, we were touching the topic about cancer and the preventions of cancer. Also, we talked about child support and who does it really help. That was a very interesting topic when we went in on that. Child support is a very sensitive issue for some reason to some people. I don't know why. I think it should be very simple. You know what I'm saying? You have a kid, you support them. Women or guy, or man, you know what I'm saying? It's not just up to the man to support the child. I mean, let's face it, ladies. You know, the child is of both. So I think both equally should definitely hold that responsibility. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't just be just placed on the man. Also, shout out to Lynx. My queen came on with all the moderators of women with real curves and, you know, real women with curves. That's the name of the group. And they're like 304,000 strong plus. And we have seven ladies that came on. Even the gentleman that first started that came on and said a couple of words, how happy he was with them moderating that page, which is a lot of work. Imagine, you know, 304 people, they got to moderate that hard. But they put a lot of interesting and important stuff on there. So shout out to the ladies over there, Real Women Have Curves, that came on and helped me discuss the topic about body image and how important it is. And we talked about, you know, self-esteem. So that was pretty deep. You know what I'm saying? We went in. It was a two-hour show. That show I had to stretch to 2 hours. Usually my show is an hour. But I had to do it. You know what I'm saying? No question about it. I definitely had to do, I had to definitely shout it out. And, of course, we had the one and only Sarah Connor who came on. And she also spoke about, you know, everything that's about the MCs of today. And she dropped a lot of real stuff. So make sure you check all my interviews are on archives. I'm always having them in my page. Make sure you follow me, MA2K. I'm on Twitter, MA2K, Lush Radio Online. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're Googleable. So you can put LushRadioOnline.com. You can also put MA2K and you definitely find us.
What's good, everybody? It's your homegirl, Sarah Connor, and you are now tuned in and listening to the sexy, sexy, long nail, long hair, don't care, Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge, Lush Radio Online. Keep supporting. Those is my family, is my sisters, baby. Barsandbrastraps.com, poisonpen.tv, URL.tv, and we out.
Shout out to all my queens all around the world that are on fire, that are out there actually doing the work. Shout out to La Tere. Shout out to Lynx. Shout out to all my queens. I see y'all, man. I see y'all doing the work, and we must continue to go on the struggle. I'm going to my phone line, 347, y'all. We're MA2K at the Queens Lounge. Peace, 347. All right, 1, 2, 3. 347, you're back on hold. Always welcome to listen. I love to talk. So I'll go back to the phone lines later on. Maybe you want to talk later, or you wasn't ready, or however. The topic for today we're discussing is Halloween, and I'm just going doing recaps kind of the shows that I did this whole past month and everything that's been happening. You know, just a recap on everything. We're going to talk about Sandy, of course, and whoever would like to call in and chime on that. It's crazy what's happening in New York City, New Jersey, the DMV area, Philly. You know, I have a couple of people that have called me and let me know, of course, how they're doing and the cleanup situation that they have to do now, because, I mean, you know, it's all about cleaning up right now. It's just crazy. It's sad. If people don't stop believing now that we're close to the end, I don't know what are y'all waiting for. I really don't know. I don't even want to think that far, man. I swear to God, I don't want to think that far. But shout out to anybody that's celebrating a birthday. A big birthday shout out to Shane for tomorrow. He's celebrating, I think he turned 21 already. Oh my God, Shaney Payne. Call me. 347-826-7722. Call me. I believe he turns 21 already. Oh my God. These kids that I've seen a little, they're all now like 20, 21, 25. Scary. And no, I'm not going to shout out my age. No queen does that. Yes, I thought I deserved that. Anyway, shout out to all my beautiful queens. Because I'm on fire. Let's go. I'm just the queen and I'm on fire.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly
And you're at the Queen's Lounge, man. I'm not going to let you bring me down, not today, not tomorrow. Sandy could try, and everybody with her cousins and sisters could try. But when I'm not going to let nobody, no storm, no hurricane is going to bring me down. If I got to sit and motivate myself, then that's what I'll do. Everybody concentrate on what's positive as opposed to what's negative. It's easy to have negative thoughts. Easy, it just comes to you. But it's hard to change those thoughts around into positive ones. So, also, please do not give no fake candies. Come on, can I guess? You know, can I start like something like a fad, a Halloween? Give some real good candies. Come on, even I look forward to the good candies. That's right. I dress up. I knock on the door. Trick or treat. Because I got to teach my young ones how to do it. You know, we all dress up as a family. I go with my family, we all dress up and, you know, trick or treat. Because it's about the kids. It's about the kids having fun with them. I know a lot of people want to criticize, you know, on the actual, how Halloween came to be, the actual Halloween. I'm not concentrating on that. I don't care. I'll take a negative into a and turn it into a positive. Why not? People are doing it anyway. But I turn it into a positive and share time with my children, you know, and make it a fun time. And, you know, don't try to bring negative notations in nothing that I do, whether it be Halloween and whatever they're celebrating, whatever I'm celebrating, I'm dressing with my children, getting some candy and making it a family affair. Also, for Halloween, what I'm dressing up is I'm actually representing everything that I've been talking about for this whole month, which is for the domestic violence and for the breast cancer month. I'm going all out, repping pink and purple, and my hair's going to be crazy. Y'all going to have to just wait for the pictures for me to post them. But, you know, I'm just going to rep. Even to the last day, I'm going to rep because that's what I do. I'm going back to the phone lines to see if somebody wants to talk to me. Been a long way. 347, y'all with ME2K at the Queen's Lounge. 347-633. I'm going to give you the 3-second rule and put you back on hold if you don't want to speak. 1, 2, 3. And 347, you're back on hold. No problem. So the topic of today is Halloween. We're talking about Halloween. You know, I'm encouraging people to please no fake candies. Give the real candy. Or at least mix it up. Don't just be the cheapo in the block where everybody talks about you because you can't afford to give out cup candy, you know. Or not afford. You just don't do it. You don't want to be the one getting egged and, you know, all type of stuff. Now that I'm promoting that, hello, never promoting nothing negative. So shout out to all my independent ladies. It's the Queen's Lounge. You already know who I'm repping.
Listen to with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your belly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own funnel and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I fall. The clothes I'm wearing, I fall. The rocks I'm rocking, I fall. Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I fall. The house I live in, I fall. The car I'm driving, I fall. I depend on me, I depend on me. All the women, loyal, and the family. than sacrifice to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is a front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
On my feet.
Facebook, finally after 30 hours, the lights is back on. She's in the BX. She's doing well. She's up by Throg's Neck. So she's back on with us. Shout out to Frances. Frances is back. She's on. She's on deck. Glad to hear that you're good and your family as well. You know, Con Edison is a little slow, but, you know, it's crazy. It's like 25, I believe the last numbers I saw was 25 million people. Without no services. It's crazy. It's crazy. So, you know, whether it be 30 hours, 40 hours, as long as you get back on, you know, and some people get back to work, then we're doing good, you know. New Yorkers are strong, man. New Yorkers are strong. It takes a lot more than that because we take a licking and keep on taking. Shout out to Mary and Beyonce for this one.
Respect, and a real woman never thought of walking to a rosy another woman.
shout out to all my ladies, man, looking for love in all the wrong places. No, looking for love. And I'm holding that love down. It's not easy, man. Relationship's not easy. It's not easy. Halloween is not easy. Got to even decide what you're wearing, what you're not wearing. Shout out to all those watching Sons of Anarchy. Call me up, 347-826-7722. Let me know what's going on over there. Going back to my phone lines. 407, y'all with Emma, E2K on the Queen's Lounge.
Yo, Emma. This is the Jigsaw DJ. Hello?
How you doing? Who's this?
This is the Jigsaw DJ, Jay.
What's good? What's goody?
How you doing? Yeah, I'm just calling in and let you know it's Dia de los Muertos, you know. Happy Halloween.
Yeah. So are you dressing up? Do you dress up anymore? Like, is that holding gone? Nobody dresses up no more.
I got multiple outfits, so I switch up. It's like the whole month you dress up.
Because of the party, right? Do you participate? Like, you go to Halloween parties and you actually, like, dress up and all that? Do you do that?
Exactly. I went the other day and they had a little maze. They be doing like these different parties and stuff because I'm in the South right now. I'm in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's like the forest, what they do is they make the backyard into like haunted, and then you go through these mazes and stuff. So every time you go to a party, they got stuff like that.
Oh, you see, like, no. See, that's where I kind of draw the line. I don't like all that going into haunted houses and all that stuff. Call me whatever, but I don't know. I like to know what the hell's on the other side. I don't mind dressing up, but all that other extra stuff, I'm just kind of like a chicken. I don't care. I'll admit it. Yeah, I don't. All that blood or body dropping or something. I'm not with it. But I'm glad you just saw. Tell me some of the costumes. Like, what are some of your outfits
Jason. I did 13 Jason Max, so I paint them. So I do graffiti, so I paint them differently. And then I got like these overalls that I switch up.
And okay.
I'm gonna post some pictures up on my Facebook later, probably tomorrow or something.
Yeah, do that. Make sure you tag me. Make sure you tag me because I got some of mine. I found a picture of mine dressed like as a little girl.
I'm
83. Did you see that? Did you see that picture?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Talk about throwback, right? I did an 83, and then I did a 2003. And I'm still doing the same thing.
That's like 20 years? 20 years 20. Already.
Yes. And I still look like a baby. 30. I'm still looking like a baby, still looking sexy, you know what I mean? But I'm still at the point. That's besides the point. But back to you. What other costumes would you be interested in exploring? Like, do you kind of stay stuck like me? I kind of stay stuck in what I know that I look good in. Do you explore with other things?
Since I was a little kid, all I've been with the same outfit all the time.
Oh, my God, you're like me.
You know, if Jason was my character, I could have been Freddy Krueger, but the whole concept with Freddy Krueger, you know, he likes to kill little, you know, children and stuff. Right?
That's not nice, though. The concept
Friday the 13th is like a campground story and stuff. It's not really about killing little people, you know, little kids and whatnot. So that's why I picked Freddy Krueger. But Jason's the ultimate. To me, Jason's the best one. It comes with Superman. It comes with Batman. Those are like the number one costumes in America, I say.
Can I tell you that I just saw the movie like literally maybe 2 or 3 years ago since it came out? Because I don't watch scary movies. I do not watch scary movies. And even all these years, you know, because now they have all these effects and, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, back then it wasn't too – then it was scary. But now you see it now. Some people are like, oh, my God, that doesn't even look scary. I still was scared. I still can't watch it.
You were scared probably back then watching Freddy Krueger back in the day used to scare me. Now the new one don't even scare me. And so
that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. Like back then we didn't – and it wasn't sound effects or nothing. It was like playing – and everybody was like, oh, and now it's like, whatever. They kind of watered it down. What do you think?
I think that the boogeyman was for the 80s, and then the 90s we had Scream, and that was watered down. The last scary episodes we had with Saw, with the Jigsaw, and then that got watery.
Right.
The ultimate scary boogeyman, the boogeyman of today, from back then, it got to be Jason or Freddy Krueger. Those are the only two I say.
Freddy Krueger. I think I jump with Freddy Krueger. And again, I don't even watch them. But
you know Jason 1 in the movie. You know Jason 1 in the movie when it had Jason versus Freddy. So I'm always going to be Jason.
Okay,
the ultimate.
Okay. You go Freddy. You go Jason. I'll go Freddy. I mean, I got the rep with the nails, so.
Oh, man. That was a good one. That was, you caught me with that one. You're right about that one. You got the, they look like claws.
I got the rep with him. But let me go on the line. I got another call. I appreciate you calling. Don't hang up. Like, kind of hang out with us if you can. I don't know if you're
okay.
Busy, but I definitely appreciate the call. All right?
Okay.
You hanging out with us?
Nice talking to you. Yeah.
Same with you, but I'm going to shut your mic. You're back on hold. I appreciate you calling. I'm going to the next caller. 347, y'all, we're at Me 2K at the Queen's Lounge. We're talking about Halloween. Trick or treat. 347-584.
Hey,
Mom. Hey, who's this?
I ain't going to tell you. Guess who? It's Halloween. Guess who?
Coco.
Hey, my, you guess. Oh, wow.
I can't forget your voice. So, what are you dressing up as for Halloween?
As a cop, because everybody tells me that I look like a cop, so I might as well dress up like a cop.
You're going to dress up like a cop? Be careful, I'm just saying, because you're in the BX.
You funny.
So are you going to any party? Like, are you going to, or have you been already to any Halloween parties?
No, I haven't been to no parties, but my brother invited me to one, so I might go with him. Well, we got the tickets already, so I might go with him.
Okay, okay. And you're going to go as a cop?
Yeah, I'm going to go as a cop. I got a shield and everything.
Whoa. Is this the first time you ever dressed up? Is this the first time you ever dressed up, or you always dress up? Because, like, you know, people, like, people don't dress up anymore. And I don't think that's an age thing. I don't think when you get to a certain age, you should stop dressing. I think you should continue that. Like, what do you think?
I still dress up. I still dress up with my jeans and boots and jacket. And the jackets that I wear, people say that I look like a cop. The other day, Emma, you want to hear something funny? The other day, I go to the court, right, to family court for my mother, because my mother couldn't go. So I went, and the girl tells me in the elevator, excuse me, officer, could you tell me where I can pay this ticket? Is it on the second floor? I say, yeah, sure it is. You have a nice day. She said, oh, thanks, officer. And I looked at her, I said, you think I'm a cop?
Wow. Oh, so then you're going to make the perfect officer then.
Yeah, I'm going to go in.
Take some pictures and post them on Facebook. I want to see them. Make sure you tag me with them. That's going to be hot. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody's photos.
If I go.
That one?
You know what I was going to tell you? I might be going to Florida soon. Not real soon, but I'm thinking about going over there.
Okay. Well, Florida is a great place to be.
I know, I've been there. I've been there about 4 or 5 times already. I have an ex-girlfriend over there. She lives there.
Okay, that's hot. That's hot. All right. Well,
when you come into New York?
I don't know. I don't want to put my business on the air.
Anyway, you got my number. You call me, all right?
All right. You take care, Coco.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to put you back
on.
No
problem.
You can stay hanging out with me. So anybody that wants to let me know about their, you know, what they're wearing, or I'm interested to know if anybody's dressing, call me up, 347-826-7722. So me, I'm kind of stuck in the same idea. I've been like a little girl for the longest. Like I posted, if everybody's following me on Facebook, I posted a picture of me from 83 as a little girl, and then again at 2003, I'm still a little damn girl. Like, am I feeling I'm regressing? I don't know what's going on. Somebody just explain to me why I do this. I remember a couple of years ago, though, I came in as a pregnant woman, and everybody thought I was pregnant. Like, oh, my God, I had the, like, huge exaggerated belly. Like, it was exaggerated. And then the following year, then I became, you know, the baby that I gave birth to myself. Okay, stay with me. Just stay with me. But that's the only other time I think I've switched up. All the other times I kind of been like a bratty little girl. I don't know. I feel comfortable, like, you know, dressing up that way because I have fun. It's like a fun, I don't have a, you know, no corset. And, you know, I just feel comfortable and I feel fun and I can bug out. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Help me out. Call me out, 347-826-7722. I'm going into music. Be right back, ma'am.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare.
Everybody's celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, a divorce, a stepping out, a welcome home. You know, whatever you're celebrating, man, celebrate it to the fullest. Live your life. You're not promised tomorrow. Look at Sandy and everything else that's going on. If that doesn't give you a eye-opener, I don't know what will. But whatever you do, you know, try to do what makes you happy. Of course, you know, not making you happy and making somebody else miserable, because it doesn't work like that. Neither karma is a boop, and it's worse than Sandy, so be careful. Try to live your life as righteous as possible, you know. Pray to the higher power, whether it be God, Allah, the universe, whatever it is that lets you sleep, you know, comfortable and wonderful at night, whatever it is that brings you to your highest, that elevates you, just do it, you know. Let's just stay on the positive path, because there's too much negative stuff going on, man. We got to create a little balance, all right? Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I got my last, like, 5 minutes of the show, but there's definitely, I want to end it with Lila James. And, you know, I love me some Lila James. Shout out to Lila James. And stay in peace, man. I know it's hard. A lot of things are going on. But walk in faith. When you step out in full faith. And you'll see how things will turn around for you. This is MA2K at the Queen's Lounge, saying peace, love, and hair grease. You already know where I'll be next week. Here, same time, same bat channel. Enjoy Halloween. Have a safe one. And I'm going to leave you with some Lily James. Peace, y'all.